Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, December 2nd. I don't know about you, but I find it hard to believe that it's December already. But when Thanksgiving is as late as it was this year, it's just what happens sometimes. I do, by the way, apologize for no show this past Wednesday. It was just really hectic. But praise God, we're back on. But one thing that as we're entering into the Christmas season, which is now started, one of the things I'm really thankful that Jesus was born. That Jesus Christ was born onto this earth. It was prophesied in Isaiah, by Isaiah, that Jesus would come. I'm very thankful that he did come. I'm thankful that we have a covenant with him. I really am. That I am in my usual spot tonight, McDonald's. And so, tonight, my plan is to, we're going to do our little icebreaker stuff we normally do, but as far as the meat of the content, I'd like to go to Proverbs chapter 7 tonight. Let me just take a look to make sure that I didn't read it. If I did read it, then we're going to 8. Let me just check. Actually, you know, we are going to go to 8 tonight. Wisdom's call. After this week, though, for the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas week, I'm going to be teaching on Christmas, like the birth of Jesus. And things of that nature. I will say also that a show for the 23rd is, I would put it out likely, maybe possible. 24th is possible, but not on the 26th. For New Year's week, obviously there will be a show on the 30th, likely one on the 1st, New Year's Eve, we'll have to wait and see. And what we'll be doing that week is we'll be talking about opening, closing out the old year, closing out the old account of life, and then opening up the new one. So when it comes to the Word of God and teach our teachings, that's what our teaching schedule is going to look like between now and the first of the year. Just so you can, you know, have a plan on what generally will be being taught. All right. Now, the plan for tonight is we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 8. Then I'll exhort you about it. We'll have our discussion about it. Before that, I'm going to open our Christmas carols as we sing basically exclusively Christmas music on Miracle Man Show between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Two per show. There may be some bonus ones as Christmas gets closer. I don't know. We have one, since there are six less days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, there were three less shows. To sing. Tonight, I'm going to sing the first Noel, and then after sports, every night, I'll make sure to leave a couple minutes for our other Christmas carol. And that'll be generally something like Santa's Coming, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Holly Jolly Christmas, I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, Silver Bells, a lot of different ones. Some of them will be ones that you might have heard me sing the last 2 years. Others of them will be kind of ones maybe that you, either big ones that you didn't hear, or ones that are kind, that are, that maybe you don't hear on the radio very much. Or you do limited. Like, you've heard A Christmas Through Your Eyes before, right? You've heard A Christmas Through Your Eyes, haven't you? And different ones like, you know, but just to know, listeners, there's going to be a variety. There might be a couple comical ones. Like, there's one by Ray Stevens called Home for the Holidays. You've heard of Ray Stevens, right? That's some pretty funny Christmas music, isn't it? He's one of the and like, you're all about all that stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
Me too, and there, and I know there, and I know there's a couple, you know, but there's a lot of great stuff out there, and I can't, and that, and for those of you who don't know me, listeners, I have been looking forward to this season for months, literally ever since Labor Day. Okay, maybe not Labor Day, but October 1st. You know, after mid-September, you get to that point where you're like, some people sooner than others, we get to that point where it's like, okay, I don't have to have summer back. I'm ready to go forward. Now, how quick can we get Christmas season to get here? You know, you ever have that happen to you? Where it's like, how quick can Christmas season get here? Of course, you don't. I don't think that in April or May, then I'd rather have summer come. But anyhow, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend like how I did. For those of you, well, for those of you listeners who may be wondering, you know, how did... You know, Miracle Man, you've said before that you love the Black Friday shopping. Did you go big time this year? You know, Thursday night, I went out to the mall by my mom's house, and in some areas, like certain areas, were not so packed. The food court wasn't super packed, but the rest of it, jammed, like super packed. Friday morning, I had to go get a suit somewhere at a certain major store that's in the mall. Believe it or not, 8 o'clock Friday morning, it wasn't as crazy as you would think it would be. I literally had to wait for two people in line. Two people. 9 o'clock on Black Friday morning. You would never think that, would you?
Where store were you at?
Burlington Coat Factory down in Auburn Hills by Detroit. And they're a store that does not open on Thanksgiving night, which makes it even more surprising, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you would think that would only be the case if it was a store that opened on Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. And then I went to a different mall, about 20 miles down 75. Everything in it was jam-packed. Chick-fil-A had a line with 200 people in it. And then, but later, I went back to Great Lakes, packed at first, but then it kind of slowed down. But, yeah, it was nice. I really like Black Friday. You know, they say, how do you feel about Cyber Monday? Well, I'll just say I don't do it. You can shop online for Christmas stuff all you want. I choose not to. Do I think there would be less stores closing if less people were shopping online? Absolutely. But some places, to try to help ease it, they try this thing of buy online, pick up in store. Or BAPAs, or whatever they call it. Wait a minute, what did they give you?
Oh, sorry. Oh, they gave me one free, two of these things. It says one free sandwich of your choice.
Why did they give you a free sandwich?
Because they made me wait so long.
Why did they do that?
I don't
Okay. Anywho. Anyhow, listeners, like I was saying a minute ago, yeah, some places like Target, Walmart, and others are making it so that you can avoid the whole hassle of having to wait for the stuff to come. By the way, that waiting is part of why I don't do the online thing. Because I want to be able to feel what I'm getting. Like if I have to go get some stuff for somebody, I'd rather feel it and kind of know what it is and not have to wait 3 million years, I mean, a couple days for it to get here. But like sometimes it can make it easier if you just buy online, pick up in store. Stores actually like that because people who do that tend to actually go in the store and get stuff. Whereas if you're just buying online. Besides that, when you buy online, sometimes, I don't know if you've heard of this, Katie, or not, but sometimes people will have packages shipped to their house from buying stuff on Amazon or Walmart.com or some other website. Only this. When they get home from work, that package is not there. Yes. When you get it in store, or do the buy online, pick up in store option, you're a lot less apt to have that happen. Part of why I won't do the online thing, because I know some things are just so hard to find. You can only get it online, but other than that, I'd rather see what it is and what have you. But needless to say, of course, the frenzy continues. And yes, I will be waiting until close to until the last minute to do my Christmas shopping. I'm not saying you should procrastinate. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. Right. You know, it is kind of exciting, though, you know, when you go in there the 18th of December, the 20th of December, 22nd. Everyone's in there all scrambling for the stuff. Or whatever it is you're trying to get them. Everyone else is doing the same thing. A lot of times you'll see people in there looking for the same thing. Kind of like Black Friday, but only closer to the actual holiday. But it is how it is, and I really enjoyed it. And then yesterday, of course, sadly, we had that big ice storm. My hope is that everyone is getting their power back, because that ice was horrendous. I heard of at least 5 different trees that were totally taken down by the ice. Ice and power lines, ice and trees, they don't mix, ever. I mean, they really don't mix. And then after we exhort and things, we're going to get into the sports. I have Lions football to get to. I have Michigan high school football to get to. Other NFL stuff. And also, that Michigan versus that team to the South game. What in the world happened? What do I think needs to change, if anything? And we'll be having our discussion about that. All right, listeners. I want to encourage you to please tell others how they can be a part of the show. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener. My assistant will let me know that we have a caller. And then we can feel free to talk about generally anything you wish to talk about. You have a question for me about sports? Do you want to tell me how you feel about any of the sports stuff, football, basketball, whatever? We can have it. All right. Now, told you I was going to sing you a song. And now, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to hold it back. The first Noah, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep, on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far, to see for a king was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Thank you, Jesus, that you were the first Noel. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come before you tonight, so grateful for what you've done, so grateful for what you're going to do in our lives. just so grateful, Lord God. You're moving mightily on our behalf. Thank you, Lord God, that we made it through this Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you, Lord God, for these listeners who have made the choice and the determination to tune into this program, to learn something about you, to learn something about your ways, so that they may be strengthened in you. Thank you that you would meet every need that presents itself from these listeners. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And Lord God, I confess over the show right now that increases in listenership are coming into this program, that finances are coming into this program. I thank you, Lord God, that partners and sponsors are coming into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you, Lord God, for the harvest of souls coming in to the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. As I said a minute ago, Proverbs 8. Praise God, Proverbs 8. I want to encourage you while you're turning there to please be feel free to be a part. Just if I pray, you pray. I sing, you sing. Just feel free to follow along and get everything that God has for you out of this broadcast tonight. In Jesus' name. On Proverbs 8, verse 1. Wisdom's call. Verse 1. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand besides the gates. The gates that lead into the city at the entrance. She cries aloud to you, you, O men, I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Yes, I'm reading this slow on purpose. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open to my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true. For my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked, or is it perverse? To the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver. Choose knowledge instead of choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance. That's That's God who's saying he hates these, by the way. So I'll say it this way. God hates pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. Hi, Ashley. To me, kings reign. By me, kings reign, and rulers make laws that are just. By me, princes govern, and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasures full, their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his words, before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began, when there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place. When he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above fixed securely the fountains of the deep. When he gave the sea its boundary so that the waters would not overstep his command. And when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in the presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, watching at my doorway. And whoever finds me finds light and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. I'm going to continue. Nine is a rather short chapter, so Let's continue. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat, and she's mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest points of the city. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Come, eat my food and drink the wine that I have mixed. Leave your simple ways, and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For these men, Sushi, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. The woman, Folly, is loud. She is undisciplined, and she is without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who were straight on their way. Go straight on the way. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of the grave. Well, all right. Now, do you see that little piece that came off? You see it? All right. Now. What?
You have a car, so hold my 30 seconds to remain with the live button.
Yeah. Hello? It's making a weird noise. I wonder what that is. Hello? Testing? Hello? Okay, sorry about that, listeners. That noise was just weird. I don't know why there was an EAS type sound going off when I have no emergency warning to give. All right, now. About this wisdom thing. Wisdom sits at her house on the highest point of the city. Folly sits at her house, highest point of the city. Both are inviting people. Both are reaching out to people who lack judgment. Wisdom, it wants you to come in and be wise. However, folly is saying, come in here, be secretive. You know? The Bible doesn't want us to correct a fool who doesn't know Jesus. Otherwise, we're just allowing abuse. But if we correct someone who knows God, then later they'll love you because you may have saved their life. It's true. I'm not making this stuff up. We're looking back at Proverbs 8 for a minute. You know, we're supposed to desire wisdom more than what we desire gold. In other words, the way I would say it, material items. You should want to learn more about God than what you want that latest and greatest TV set or iPhone or iPad. Or other material items of the day. The different items that you may be desiring in these days. But wisdom hates. Okay, let me rephrase this. Wisdom and pride do not get along well. You can't be known for wisdom and just be all loaded up with pride. The Bible says, pride comes before the fall. By the way, the sin of pride you know who knows the least that you have it? You. Other people can know that you have it. And you may not know that you have it. That's part of why pride is so dangerous. And you've just got to get rid of it. Like this idea of, I know it all. I've been doing this for this many years. If you're prideful, that can make it to where you're not teachable. And we need to be teachable. We should be able, we should be all be in a place that we're able to receive instruction, whether it be from humans or from God. Don't do that way anymore. Don't do that anymore. He who that loves correction is wise. He who despises correction is stupid. There's a certain version of the Bible that says that. I didn't come make that up out of my own mouth. There's a version in the Bible that says it that way. Yeah, the miracle man, the Bible, what? Well, a certain version has it. And I'm not twisting the Bible. Okay. Now, if we live wise, because we were wise, instead of being fools, we can have years added on to our lives. Just like how if you honor your parents, if you're an honorable son, honorable father, if you're an honorable son, an honorable daughter, you will have a good life and a long life. If you are a dishonorable son, dishonorable daughter, you can be prepared to have a miserable life and a short life. It didn't say how many years shortened would mean. I don't know if short there means 30 years, 40 years, 60 years. But those who live wise, their days, months, and years will be extended. As in, they will die later than what they otherwise will have died. But when the rapture happens, you know, there are many Christians today living on earth that will not make the rapture. Rapture is not in the Bible. The word rapture is not in the Bible, but catching away is. And the Bible says that the angelic host, they shall be caught up together with him in the clouds. Many Christians will not make the rapture. Because they're all busy living in themselves, prideful, sinning. They claim to know Jesus, but they're not ready for the rapture. They're skipping church. They're not paying their tithes. They're not fervent. And they're setting themselves up to not make the rapture. But if you repent, then you can make the rapture. But if you're wise, you'll let God guide you. Instead of just relying on yourself, relying on other humans, you'll rely on God. Because you want to know something? God wants to help us as we go through our daily lives. Go through the struggles of jobs and school and kids and kids and kids and kids and kids and everything else. I had to say it several times because sometimes these kids, they're the blessing of the Lord, but just sometimes. Whew. But no, I'm not meddling, but I am saying God wants to help us. He will help us if we let him. As he wants to help us fight our battles. Speaking of fighting, I am very convinced of something. I'm very convinced that God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus. Satan is defeated. I mean, enemies defeated. And we will shout it out. You know, I'm so glad that God is fighting for us. Though we have to fight our battles, you know, I'm glad we don't have to fight them alone. Because we have God with us, Emmanuel. That's what Emmanuel means, by the way. It means God is with us. Yes, he is. He's with us. He's meeting our needs. He's pushing back the darkness. He's doing miracles today. Right now. He's life to your bones. He's healing to your body. He's full of mercy. He's just marvelous. And I thank him for who he is. I'm so glad that I'm loved by him. And I just think about where I would be without God. I know I wouldn't be where I am today. By the way, there's no I think so about it. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that I would not be what I am today. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ. And his miracle working power. Working on the inside of me. Amen. And amen. And amen. You know, I was thinking about the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. The ones with the lamps that we talk about in the book of Matthew. And the foolish say to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are running out. And they said, no. Because if we do that, there won't be enough oil for both us and you. Lord, bless us and help us tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you that we will all put this word that we learned tonight into practice and put it to great use. I just thank you, Lord God, that we will all work at being teachable and being wise. That will let you teach us your ways, Heavenly Father. And I just thank you for your word dwelling on the inside of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. All right. In terms of sports, in basketball, Michigan went from being unranked to being the number 4 ranked team in the nation. Michigan is now ranked number 4 in the nation. I find that hard to believe because we have a new coach. We have a lot of new players. But they're doing something right in Ann Arbor when it comes to the basketball. Michigan State's still doing pretty good, too. But who knows? Could Michigan be the next basketball state? It's possible. It really is. Maybe be the next North Carolina or Kentucky. And what I mean is, between both Duke and North Carolina, and between both Kentucky and Louisville, and in the case of the state of Michigan, both Michigan and Ohio and Michigan State. It's possible. Oh, but on the other hand, both the Detroit Pistons and the Detroit Red Wings continue to sail down the ship of losing, 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 losing. Another day, another loss, sadly. I wish I had better things to tell you about the Pistons and Red Wings. I don't. All right. Shall we move on to football? I say yes. High school football championships. Division One, Davison over Brighton, 35-24. For Davison, it's their first time ever winning a state title. They had been to the state semifinals several times, only to lose. But the first time that they made it to the state finals, they won. That's good that we had a Saginaw Valley League team win a state title. By the way, first time for the SVL to have a team win a state title since 1999 when Saginaw High won. Could Midland be next? Maybe Lapeer? Maybe Davison again? Maybe Flint Powers? Maybe Mount Pleasant? Maybe Midland out. But of all the candidates I can think of, Davison, Lapeer, Flint Powers, Midlandau, Mount Pleasant are the six teams that are most likely to win the state championship next. Just as far as Saginaw Valley League is concerned. Let's move on to Division Two. Division Two, your state champion is Mona Shores, the team that knocked Midland out of the playoffs, also won the whole state title. That says a lot for a Kemet team with only 14 seniors on it. It really does. And the fact that the most that we were behind was 7 points. As we lost 20-13. They surprised Walled Lake Western. Before that, they had taken down Portage Northern. Before that, they took down Dow. Before that, obviously, they took down Midland. But in the last game, they took down heavily favored Detroit King. 35-26. By the way, King was heavily favored to win that game. They lost by more points than Midland did. I So can Midland make a good playoff run next year? I hope. We just have to wait and see. Division three. Oh my goodness. Muskegon, 13-0. Doing great things. Yeah. Oh, they should win the state title, right? Run into River Rouge, only to get shellacked 34-7. By the way, locally, Beale City lost. I didn't think that was going to happen. Jackson Lumen Christie lost. That was another big surprise. Just a lot of big surprises last week. Although I did think Davison was going to beat Brighton. Division 2 was the other one I decided to pick. I didn't pick it, though, because I didn't do a show Wednesday. But these are like theoretical predictions. Division 1, Michigan, I picked correctly. 2, I did not. Trivial, as far as trivia. This is the second year in a row that a school in Genesee County won a state title. Second year in a row. It is the fourth year in a row that the Big Reds made the finals, although they've lost both of the last two and three of the past four. There were at very least two teams that won a state title for the first time. Davison and Lona Shores. At least two teams who were not favored to win the state title going into state finals week won the title. Division 2, Lona Shores, and Division 3, River Rouge. As King was supposed to win Division 2, and Muskegon was to win Division 3. But neither one of those two happened. All right. Let me check the clock. 7:41. I got some other football stuff to get to and some discussion and a Christmas carol. So, college. Alabama actually fell to Auburn 48-45. What? Yep. Alabama will not be in the college football playoff as they have now lost to Auburn as well as losing to LSU. Why can't the Tide win in Auburn? By the way, that's Auburn, Alabama. Not Auburn, Michigan. They lost to Auburn. 48-45. The Iron Bowl, several times the Iron Bowl has been super high scoring. Several times. LSU kept their undefeated season. Georgia got that big win over Georgia Tech. SEC championship game is Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia versus LSU. In the Big Ten Conference, let's move to the Big Ten Conference. Minnesota versus Wisconsin in Minneapolis with inclement weather. Bunch of snow coming down, ice, you know, gross stuff like that. I mean, yeah, it's the holidays. They're now can snow all at once. I mean, you know, you can't have 10 inches every day or 10 inches a week or something like that. If all we had was flurries every day, I could be fine. Oh, you know, to the end of to December 25th or 26th, I could be fine with that. As long as it didn't stick to the road. But Minnesota versus Wisconsin. Wisconsin pulls the upset. They took down Minnesota, one of the only undefeated teams left in America. And Wisconsin took them down. Mind you, this is the same Wisconsin that got totally destroyed by that team to the south. And lost to Illinois, who did not have a very good regular season. So, number 14, Michigan. Number one, team to the south, in Ann Arbor. I had said the other day, on Tuesday, that I felt that the team who made the least mistakes would be the one who won the ballgame. Oh, was I ever right. Michigan goes up 7-0 a couple minutes into the game. Mind you, going up 7-0 in the first quarter, how much does that guarantee you, Caitlin? How much does going up in the first quarter 7-0 guarantee you for the rest of the game?
What?
How much does going up 7-0 guarantee you anything for the rest of the game?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's right, it doesn't. That's right, it doesn't. Because you still got to play the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Now you see what I mean?
Yeah.
In which case, it guarantees you absolutely nothing. Does it? That's exactly what happened because, oh, by the way, what do you know? A couple plays later, I went back and started to rewatch the game last night. I don't know why I only watched the first few minutes of it last night, but, oh, by the way, ball pops out. Only the same guy who had it catches it again, goes 34 yards. Big first down. Oh, a couple plays later, oh, by the way, Buckeyes get a touchdown. 7-7. And then so it goes the rest of the way. So Michigan would make it closer, like in the first half and that. But then actually it would have been 7-6. Because Michigan, one of the first big mistakes Michigan made was that they missed their extra point. Their kicker had made all 25 of their extra points, of his extra points, leading up to that point. And he missed that one in the most crucial game of the year for Michigan. Oh, second half comes. Bring on some more touchdowns from Justin Fields. That sophomore guy, by the way. Unlike Michigan, whose quarterback is Shea Patterson, who is a senior. And you got Coach Day, who does not like Michigan at all. It almost sounds like he might be the next Woody Hayes. Oh, Needless to say, Michigan falls to that team of the South, 56-27, a 29-point spread. Last year, 62-39 was only a 23-point spread. We did better only in one regard. We gave up less points, 56. We scored 12 less, though. And their defense is very, 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 very good. Only one team did they beat by less than 24 points, and that was Penn State. Yeah, the pencils. So, Michigan now has to find out who their next opponent will be in a bowl game. Those will be announced this coming Sunday. The team to the South will play Wisconsin on Saturday. Hopefully, they can beat Wisconsin and make the playoffs and be the national championship. Be the national champions. Because all right, discussion time. First of all, let me say this. I am still a big fan of that team to the South. This past week, though, a lot of times I wasn't showing it. Why? I had seen what Michigan had been doing the first few weeks. I had seen how Michigan manhandled Indiana, manhandled Michigan State. But I noticed that the Bucks were sputtering a bit at times against Penn State, although they did win their ball game. I just saw that at times seemed like the Bucks were sputtering a bit. But that's not to say that Michigan was perfect either one of their last two games either. Nope, both times they trailed. But anyhow, listeners, like I was saying a second ago, the Bucks are truly one of the best teams in football right now. And I was really hoping that Michigan would find a way. I was really hoping that Michigan would find a way to beat the team to the South. They didn't. Well, now, what about coaching? Harbaugh has played the Bucks five times. Five times in a row, he has fallen to that team to the South. Five in a row. Times number one, four, and five have all been the ones where they got manhandled. Game two, they had chances to win the ball game. Oh, but then you had that biased official who decided to hand that Buckeye player a first down when he clearly didn't make it. He got a first down in overtime. Next play, he goes in, gets a touchdown, and the Bucks win the ball game. Michigan had that game. They did. Yeah, they did. Now the Bucks have beaten Michigan a record 8 year in a row. Michigan has a lot of guys who are eligible for the draft. The difference is the Bucks have more that would go in the first round. Chase Young, among a couple of others. That would go in the first round at the NFL draft in April in Vegas. I am not calling for Harbaugh to be fired. I am not calling for Harbaugh to be fired. No. He lived part of his life in Michigan. He's also lived in that, he was born actually in Toledo. In that state to the south. But I will come back tomorrow night with some more Michigan, more of the game analysis. Because I have 6 minutes left, going on five. A couple of NFL things to get to, and a Christmas carol. NFL. Lions. Oh, yeah. Another game. Another loss. Oh, 75-yard touchdown pass from the quarterback to a great wide receiver, Ken Halliday. To tie the ballgame 7-7. Yeah. Oh, but find a way to lose the ballgame. Yep. That's what they did. Found another way to lose. 3-8-1, which means not going to the playoffs. And now they got to go to Minnesota to play next. To Minnesota. Also, you had the Saints beat the Falcons. The Bills lose, beat the Cowboys? What? And then you had the Ravens beat the 49ers. Quite honestly, since they beat the Patriots, I figured they would also beat the 49ers, and they did, in a great, one of the better defensive games that you'll see. And now, it's a Christmas carol that I want to sing. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, listening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hobble-on boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. My mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow or the ice. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. The pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carols that you sing right within your heart. Sure, it's Christmas once more. And folks, with that, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.